Please begin reading at the top of page 80 in your book.
18. The next morning, Mr. Sir marched the boys to another section of the lake, and each boy dug his own hole, 5 feet deep and 5 feet wide. Stanley was glad to be away from the big hole. At least now he knew just how much he had to dig for the day, and it was a relief not to have other shovels swinging past his face or the warden hanging around. He dug his shovel into the dirt, then slowly turned to dump it into a pile. He had to make his turns smooth and slow. If he jerked too quickly, he felt a throbbing pain just above his neck, where Zigzag's shovel had hit him. That part of his head, between his neck and ear, was considerably swollen. There were no mirrors in camp, but he imagined he looked like he had a hard-boiled egg sticking out of him. The remainder of his body hardly hurt at all. His muscles had strengthened, and his hands were tough and calloused.
Stanley Yelnats has really changed. The overweight boy who came to Camp Green Lake now has strong muscles and rough, calloused hands. Also, he now has friends, and he's part of a group. I wonder what else is in store for Stanley. Let's find out. We're at the top of page 81.